During this Fortnight for Freedom, Light of Life Radio presents Witnesses to Freedom.
Father John Babst, Catholics in the United States have a history of challenging our country to a fuller embrace of religious freedom. In the 19th century, violence and persecution posed a significant challenge to newly arrived immigrants from Ireland, Germany, and other parts of Europe. Riots led by anti-immigrant, anti-Catholic nativist parties broke out in cities such as Louisville, Cincinnati, and Philadelphia. It was a time of serious testing for Catholics in this country. Father John Babst of the Society of Jesus did not want to be sent to the New World, but his Jesuit superiors had other plans for him, and they sent him to Maine to evangelize the Native Americans. In the town of Ellsworth, where he set up a Catholic parish and school, Father Babst became caught up in a controversy over public schools. During that time, students read aloud from the Bible in school. Father Babst had suggested that Catholic students not be required to read from the King James Version of the Bible. After this, Know-Nothings attempted to destroy the parish and banned Babst from Ellsworth. Babst was apprehended by a mob. According to some accounts, he was actually pulled out of the confessional. The mob tarred and feathered him and attempted to set him on fire. He was rescued and eventually cleaned up and brought back to good health. He would go on to become the first president of Boston College. Even so, the event traumatized him and he suffered flashbacks until the end of his life. Father Babst did not come into this country as a rabble-rouser. He was a Jesuit priest who answered a call, and it thrust him into a whirlwind of hatred. Religious prejudice is not new. John Babst shows us the courage of an ordinary priest bearing witness to freedom in an extraordinary way. May the example of Father John Babst inspire each of us to answer our own call, even in the midst of misunderstanding and prejudice.